Head over to the livestock side. Has demand concerns eased at all for these cattle?
Well, the packer's working on an estimated $60 per head loss right now, but he's still been paying up for cattle on the cash market to try to protect market share. The question is how long he'll be able to do that. So far he is. The futures market is trading at a discount to cash right now on expectations that that's going to start to wane and he's going to start slowing the chain speed. And that fits with the seasonal pattern of lower prices into this time of year as we go into Thanksgiving or turkey time, followed by ham season for Christmas. But so far, the cash market is limiting those losses.
What about for the hogs? I mean, the futures there have been narrowly higher, as one broker put it.
Yeah, once again, the cash market is well below the futures market, and that's a concern for the December contract, which will have to come converge with cash here in a few weeks. The cash market is showing some mixed signs, which is better than it was, just clearly lower. So there are some markets that are starting to strengthen. But the biggest problem right now, near term, is near record weights for carcasses. These producers have been hanging on the hogs, and this new corn crop, new corn supply, and favorable weather has really favored weight gain. So we're overwhelming demand with supply right now. And while we're getting a little bit of a bounce today, that still leaves lean hog futures vulnerable to additional weakness.
So really, we shouldn't let this cold weather and snow moving in keep our minds off of our grills. Just keep on grilling.
Exactly right. It's never too cold for a good steak or pork chop.